Harper Audio presents House of Ivy and Sorrow by Natalie Whipple, performed by Brittany Presley. To my grandma Dorothy, who though she died when I was 8, I've always believed was magical. Chapter 1. They say a witch lives in the old house under the interstate bridge. Always in the shadows, draped in ivy and sorrow, the house waits for a child too daring for his own good. And inside, the witch sits with her black eyes and toothless sneer. They say she can foresee your death in return for a lock of hair. She can make someone love you for the small price of a pinky finger. And of course, she can kill your enemy if you give her your soul. Some people think it's only a silly tale to scare children. But it's true. Every word. I should know. She is my grandmother, after all. And right now, I could steal her pudding stash for what she did to win. Nana, he was just talking to me! She sits at her large mahogany desk, a variety of feathers and animal bones arranged precisely in front of her. She won't look at me. She never does when I catch her cursing him. Josephine, my dear, his intentions were clearly impure. I pinch the bridge of my nose. She really needs to get over the fact that we like each other. I can barely call it dating with how much she's interfered the past couple of months, but I'm determined to keep trying anyway. I don't see what the big deal is. Besides, what have I told you about spying on me at school? She frowns. Letting out a long sigh, I sit in the throne-like chair her clients usually inhabit. I'm safe.